One of the hindrances to more wide-scale testing for coronavirus has been a lack of swabs. There aren't enough to meet demand. But as WBUR's Barbara Moran reports, the problem may soon be solved.
Here's something you probably don't want to think about. The best way to get a good, solid coronavirus sample is to shove a long, thin stick with a bristly tip way, way up through your nose into your nasal cavity and twirl it around a few times.
What they tell us in medical school is if the patient isn't complaining, then you're not doing it right.
That's Rami Arnaud. He's the Associate Director of Clinical Microbiology at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. For the last few weeks, he's been studying swabs, specifically how to get more of them into the field as soon as possible.
I'm not the swab king. I'm not a swab expert. I don't know even if there exists such a thing as swabology, but if there is, that's not my specialty. But, you know, when you have a crisis, you got to figure out a way forward.
And there is a crisis. As the virus continues to spread, testing needs to ramp up quickly. But to test, you need swabs. James Kirby, Beth Israel's Medical Director of Clinical Microbiology, says the usual suppliers can't meet this year's extreme demand.
On a typical year, we might do 1,500 influenza tests. And, you know, now we're talking about doing that many COVID tests in a single day. Just the capacity wasn't there.
And that means Rami Arnaud has had to get creative.
So we realized that we needed to somehow figure out a way to make swabs. And then, you know, if you don't know how to do something and you have to get it done on time, you try everything.
Testers need medical-grade swabs that can be mass-produced quickly, will do the job of collecting virus, and won't break off inside someone's head. And no, you can't just use a Q-tip because it's not long enough and the cotton tip can mess up the test. So Arnaud put out a call for prototypes, and soon his lab was flooded with samples. He and his team tried the most promising ones on patients already getting tests for the coronavirus.
We tried spirals, we tried springs, we tried hollowed out versions. We didn't know what would work. And turns out that a lot of them do. So that's pretty good.
Arnaud isn't the only one trying to replenish the swab supply. The Somerville-based 3D printing company Formlabs worked with physicians to come up with their own design, which they've just started printing in their Ohio factory. They hope to reach a peak capacity of 100,000 swabs a day and are shipping their first batch today. Formlabs Chief Product Officer David Lakatosh says the company isn't looking to make a profit.
This is not our business model. We're not. We're doing this at cost, and we're going to do it until we need to. We have not found a new niche for our business that we need to be printing swabs until the end of time.
Some of the designs that Arnaud tested in his lab at Beth Israel are also headed into production soon. He hopes the overall swab supply will be sufficient in a couple weeks. And then at least one small part of the coronavirus crisis will be solved. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.